Hi, friends. Welcome to our lifestyle podcast, Friends with a Twist. I'm Kenzie. I'm exploring this ethically non-monogamous lifestyle with my husband, Gary.
I'm Madison, and I've been having swinging fun with my husband, Barry, for 10 plus years.
We are best friends, but we also have a twist. We are social swingers who enjoy not just swinging, but naked fun.
We like finding friends who are sexually confident and free, just like us.
Join us as we discuss and share stories, tips, and husbands.
This podcast will contain sexually explicit material. If you are under 18, we are not the friends for you. Find a new podcast.
Hey friends, welcome to episode 28 of Friends with a Twist. I am half of your team, Kenzie, joined by my beautiful co-host,
Madison. Hey guys, thanks for listening again. We so appreciate you.
So we are here tonight to talk to you about all sorts of good stuff. Don't forget to connect with us on all the social medias. We are on Twitter and Instagram at @FWAT_podcast. You can email us at friendswithatwist@yahoo.com. That is our semi-pseudo, totally official email address. And you can check out our website, friendswithatwist.com.
Heck yeah. And if you like what you hear on our episodes, we appreciate reviews on wherever you listen to your podcast. Also, subscribe to us if you can. So today, as always, we're going to start off with, in just a moment, our chick chat, talking about what's new in our lives. Mm-hmm. Life and the lifestyle. This episode is going to focus a little bit on party prep. What to do when you're planning to attend a lifestyle event.
Yeah.
Basically, like the day of or the day prior, and how we handle that. And we put a poll on Twitter, so we'll share some of that feedback.
Yeah.
Then our go in deep segment will be a sexy story from Miss Kenzie. Yay. I can't wait to hear. And then, of course, we always finish up with a surprise question. This episode, it will be from Gary, and he made origami again. So we will open our surprise question that way. Also, we will be attending Pod Bash in October. You've heard us mention this a few times, but we're getting closer, like 2 months now.
I know, it's crazy, right?
Time is freaking flying. Yeah. And I know there's only a few rooms left at Secrets Hideaway. That is where Pod Bash will be this year. It's October 13th through 17th. Mm-hmm. We will be, again, kind of co-hosting, I guess you could say, with some other amazing lifestyle podcasters. The Front Porch Swingers, kind of like, I guess, like the headliners, the wranglers, the people who wrangled all of us to be part of this event yet again. So thank you for that. The Swinging Flamingos will be there. The Naked Relationship Podcast, Accidental Swingers, and Foreplay.
Ooh, yeah.
So I'm excited to meet some new people, podcasters. Mm-hmm. And I know we have a bunch of listeners that have said they're going also. So I'm really excited to meet you guys there. It's just fun. It's a just long weekend event. Mm-hmm. You can be naked out in the pool there. It's almost like being away at a resort in Mexico, but like we get to do it in Florida.
Yeah.
So you don't have to go so far.
Yeah. Not as long as a flight. Nothing formal, like nothing, you know, there's different events and stuff going on and there's the theme nights at the club while we're there, but no, nothing like overly structured, I wouldn't say. I mean, there's some events like that are scheduled, but come and go as you like. I think it's a little just more kind of free flow like that.
Yeah, it's just a fucking party.
Yeah.
Is the catchphrase. So last year we had mentioned that we did a twisty trot. So if any of our listeners are going to Pod Bash this year and you'd like to run early in the morning, let us know. And we will again host the twisty trot. It was
something, all right.
It was I think we did about 3 mile run. Yeah, it was just a few of us last year. So we might not do it this year, but in case you're going and you'd like to exercise, let us know and we will organize that event again.
Yes. Otherwise, we'll just sleep in and call it a day.
Yeah, that works too.
Because that was kind of sad last year.
But if you want any more details on Pod Bash or you'd like to join us and you want to know how to book a room, please visit podbashevent.com.
Mm-hmm. Get all the deets. All right. So clearly we need a fireball shot to get this party started.
And thankfully, Barry has them poured. So here we go.
On top of it.
Team Flot.
Yay.
Cheers.
Woohoo. Well, that's just perfect. Oh, nice.
That was perfectly chilled. I had to do it in two swallows, but it was good.
Now you're getting there.
It was worth it.
Okay. So that brings us to our chick chat segment where we just give you a little update on kind of what we've been up to, what's new in our sort of swinging sexy lives. So, Madison, would you care to kick it off and tell...
Sure, why not?
Tell the folks what you and Barry are up to.
So, recently we've been kicking with some fun new sexy couples.
Ooh.
Actually, one of the couples we had met that at a party that I think you're going to talk about that we all went to recently, or a couple weeks ago. But this new couple from PGC, so they're pretty, pretty local, at least to the northeast of the United States, where we are. So... we've been messaging them quite a bit. They even sent some like sexy photos one
Ooh,
night.
Ooh, nice.
Yes. She was having some fun and they thought of us to send the photos to. So well, we're very thankful
nice.
For that.
Yeah.
I have not yet reciprocated, but I will. I promise I will. It was just kind of fun to enjoy seeing those and then a lot of easy banter back and forth with them, which is really nice because I'm not one that's super fond of talking a lot via like messaging and texting like all day long.
Yeah.
Because I'd rather do that in person when I see you. So they make it easy though. And I like that it's the four of us in like a four-way group chat on Kick instead of just one-on-one. I'm just more comfortable that way.
So that sounds like fun. I'm glad that you were able to connect with somebody at the club. Did you connect with them at all ahead of time or did you just sort of happen to meet up there or like kind of what was the context?
This couple reached out to the FWAT SLS account,
Ooh,
actually.
Okay.
So Barry and I kind of swooped in and took care of that for you, for us. But they messaged on there because we were signed up for the PGC party that weekend.
Yeah.
So they saw the account. This actually perfectly like goes along with what we're going to talk about in life and the lifestyle. They saw that we were attending the event, reached out to us. We chatted back and forth a little bit, told them we'd look forward to meeting them there that night, having a drink, saying hello.
Oh,
no
good.
Expectations, but just we'll say hello. It's good to know someone else that's going. And when we got there, so Barry had actually given his cell phone number.
Okay.
Because we prefer to do that instead of giving mine. And when we got there, he messaged the guy like that we were here.
Mm-hmm.
They easily had found us inside of the club that night. They came up like right away, or he did, and said hello. So they were super outgoing.
Oh, good.
They made it very easy just to talk to them in person, too. Mm-hmm. So they were having a blast, dancing all night. Like, we were mingling, all four of us.
Yeah.
All six of us, I guess, counting you guys too. But like, they were kind of intermingling, very easy to get along with. And I'm looking forward to seeing them again in the future. We keep talking about it, but between all of our personal lives, there's so much going on and traveling and vacations. So
yeah,
we will be seeing them at some point again in the future.
Nice.
But that's just one of the pros. Like, it's nice when you can message someone. That's what I mean by like connecting with them, just messaging and chatting back and forth prior to an event, so that as soon as you get there, it's almost like you already know each other, but it just helps break the ice, I think, a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. Anything else new with you guys?
Well, this again involves all four of us here. Gosh, don't we ever do anything separate? We all recently attended the local lifestyle club. It's not a big, beautiful place, but it's a small local lifestyle club that we frequent a couple times a year. And we had gone there recently with some friends. We were the party. I'm not even going to lie.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to sound conceited, but like if we weren't there, I think it would have been one female maybe and a bunch of single dudes.
Yeah.
Besides our group of like, what, four or five couples?
Yeah.
And
yeah, it was pretty dead that night. Yeah.
I forget what the theme was, but we had bathing suits. I forget what they called the theme, but we all showed up there dressed like in sexy dresses and heels, but we all brought our bikinis along with us because it went with the theme that no one ever follows at the parties. But we like to have fun and follow the theme. So after having a couple drinks, we all like girls got together, did a pact, and we said, we're going to put on our bikinis now. We went into the bathroom together, a few of us, got changed and walked out. I felt like I was walking the runway as we walked back to our table.
I
even remember saying to some people, I'm like, this is so awkward. I don't know why I cared, because like we looked super sexy, to be honest. But I don't know, when you're like the only one and just you feel like the fresh, raw meat, like everyone wants to pounce on you, it's a little unnerving.
Yeah.
But we were dancing, we were doing like the club dances, you know, all those ones they play at weddings that everyone can dance to and stuff.
Yeah,
we were having fun with
group,
that.
Yep.
Group dances. And you were having time of your life. You every time I looked over at Kenzie, she was like bent over, shaking her ass. She did this like solo on the pole. I didn't know she knew how to like wrap her leg around it. I asked, where did you learn that? And I think you just said, I don't know, I just tried it.
You just made it up.
So you were the entertainment after we were all done dancing.
Mm-hmm.
But But that was fun.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I kind of cringed a little like the next day thinking back on it. But it was just like this rando in the moment. I was like, I'm going to do this.
Yeah, you did.
And I did it. And I don't know. Yeah, I was just in my own little world. I don't even know what was happening. I assumed some people were looking. I don't know. It was awkward, but I just went for it.
You owned it. I thought you could tell that there were some people like zeroed in on you and you were just maybe like subconsciously you were just thriving off of that. Maybe. And it just gave you the confidence. I don't know. Good there for I you, went. Though. Well, we were all cheering for you and wooing.
I heard the woo. It was good.
Yeah. And the reason that the whole night was fun overall with our group is because you put out the flat signal, right? And
I did.
Just kidding.
Just loud and proud.
You and Gary had another couple over that weekend.
Yeah.
And then you invited us out that night. Two or three other couples. At least another couple came, joined our group that night. So it's not like we all our friends just randomly showed up at this club. It was helpful that you put it out there via text to your friends. Mm-hmm. And then we sign up at the party page. And that just helps.
Yeah.
Get the numbers there.
Yeah,
gets
definitely.
The crowd there.
And I know like different venues have different kind of rules or preferences maybe, but I really think that if you are thinking about going to an event, if it doesn't cost anything and if it's not gonna like break any rules, throw your name on the list, because I feel like that can help generate other people signing up for an event as they start to see like more people interested.
I agree.
And like when people kind of try to reach out and say like, oh, hey, I saw you on the party list. Are you going? Or like blah, blah, blah. Like you never know, like different connections can kind of be made that way too. So again, I get that different venues kind of have some different, you know, they only want you to sign up if you're definitely going. And like, so, I mean, I respect that.
Yeah.
But if it's not necessarily that situation, if it doesn't like hurt anything to throw your name on a list, if you're thinking about an event, I really do think it helps. It just kind of generates kind of more interest. Other people will sign up. People might reach out. Even if you don't end up making it to that particular event, again, it might lead to just sort of, you know, some conversation with somebody new. So
yeah, someone that you might connect with in the future or meet up with. So it was beneficial that night.
Yeah, I think so.
So speaking of that, do you want to talk about what's new for you guys? Because I think it involves that party at PGC as well. We overlap quite a bit.
Yeah, we do this time especially. Yeah, I mean, after we recorded last episode is the night that we headed out to PGC. We posted a photo of our outfit that night in front of the chain link fence.
Our black dresses. We look beautiful in front of the fence.
In front of the fence. It's not a swing club if it's not in like an interesting locale,
sketch.
You know?
Yeah.
So, no, but we had a really fun time that night. Again, you know, the crowd was a little light, but I think we all sort of chatted with some fun people that evening. I remember dancing and yeah, I think we all had a good time.
And none of us played that night at the club either, but it was still a good time.
No. I think I got spanked in like the dungeon
room. Was that night?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, we all went in there and we convinced you to get up. What was that? The big X?
Yeah, like the St. Andrew's cross.
What?
Yeah.
Yes, that.
Yeah. I wasn't like completely strapped in or anything, but I hiked my little dress up and put my ass out there. And yeah, you guys all took some turns.
Yeah.
Nobody outside of FWAT like got in line to partake, which was fine with me, but yeah, it was kind of just a group event. But yeah, so that was a good night. And then, yeah, I mean, that other night at kind of the more local club, Gary and I had some friends in to visit, and we tried to be very realistic with our expectations in explaining to them what they were getting into if they wanted to agree to go to this. And they were all in, and I think it turned out pretty well. I think we all had a good time. So
I think so.
That was a fun night.
They were super fun to meet.
Yeah, yeah. So you will be hearing about them a little bit more a little bit later tonight.
Ooh,
so
okay.
Stay tuned. And then I guess the other just kind of little thing, this might be fodder for the next episode, but Gary and I are going to attempt to have a little gathering at our place this weekend. And Madison and Barry will be part of it because, of course, and some other friends. So we'll see how that goes. And hopefully we have good weather and can twist it up this weekend.
Yep. All the parties at your house are always naked parties. So,
well, yeah, we kind of have that reputation. Yeah, so. I think that pretty much covers what's new with us.
Yeah.
So we will take a quick break. Maybe have another shot, and we will be back with Life in the Lifestyle to talk all about party prep.
All right, we're back. Life and the Lifestyle. As we alluded to earlier in the episode, this Life and the Lifestyle will focus on party prep.
Yeah.
And by that we mean when you're planning to go to a club, not like a whole vacation getaway, no, just a local or whatever, a weekend, a one night party,
sure,
and a lifestyle club. And we're going to focus on everything basically leading up to entering those doors to the party.
Yes. Things to think about, what you need to know, how to prepare. Yes. All that good stuff.
There's a lot to think about. Yeah. It depends on if there's themes. Yeah. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how we prep ourselves, how our partners prepare, how you connect or don't connect with people ahead of parties. Mm-hmm. I don't know. There's actually a lot to consider, which I don't think people realize once you dive right into the lifestyle.
No, definitely. Yeah. If you're just sort of figuring all this stuff out, yeah, I think there's more. There can be more to it than meets the eye. Mm-hmm. So
I personally prepare a lot differently when I'm going to a lifestyle event versus just hanging out with friends on the weekend. Mm-hmm. First thing I think of when I compare prepping for lifestyle events versus non is shaving my body.
Oh, God, yeah. All got to go.
Well, not my whole body, but like
a lot. Most of it.
Preparing myself for the possibility of having sex of some sort with somebody. I am always prepared for either oral or penetrative sex when I go to a lifestyle party.
Yeah.
Just in case, because you never know.
Madison is a party in her, all in herself.
I mean, no expectations, but I want to be ready if it happens.
Well, yeah. If it's going to happen, you want to feel comfortable and confident and like in the moment. Yeah. You don't want to be like,
oh, shoot, I didn't shave
right
on there.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, no. And for me personally, I prefer to shave.
Yes.
So is that too personal? Is that too weird? Sorry. I use the intuition blades in case you're wondering, and that is my jam.
Good to know. It's always good to know what works for people.
And I feel like if you don't shave, you run the risk, like if you wax, I believe you have to do that at certain intervals. I've never done it.
Yeah, you do.
But from what I hear, that concerns me, because what if I just want to spur the moment, go to a lifestyle party, and it's my second week after waxing or third week, and it's like, oh, shoot, there's stubble, right? Mm-hmm. Don't you do that, or you did do that in the past, right?
I did wax pre-COVID. I was enjoying the results ultimately, but you're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. There's kind of a schedule. And if you're in sort of like an off week, things are a little questionable. And yes, like it can get a little dicey. So like COVID was a whole nother thing. And then personally, I just never went back to waxing. Like I'm back to shaving at this point, which has its own pros and cons and whatever. You want to be able to kind of have better control, I think over things. So
that's what sells me on it.
And I know a few friends, women that have done, like committed to the laser, like gone forever kind of approach.
That's cool too. Yeah.
Which, yeah, I think I definitely see the benefit in that. I haven't pulled the trigger myself to really explore or do that. I see the value in it, but
I think I'm just too lazy to like look into it and get started with it. Shaving's a pain in the ass, but at least I can just do it whenever. And going along with that, I don't know if you're going to think I'm weird, but I also have a handheld mirror that I like look at myself daily. Like I just, especially before a party, like I check out the lady bits down there and I make sure, number one, that like there's not any weird hairs left around.
Sure.
Spread her around a little, just look. And I'm like, like what's someone else going to see? Does it look okay? And that's, I do that. Do you do that?
No, I don't. But there's nothing wrong with that. That is totally normal and healthy to know what's happened down there. Right. Yes. Yeah.
And I'm sure
we could line up a few partners that have appreciated your effort. Like, I don't know if they've ever verbalized it to you, but I bet people have appreciated the care that you have taken to maintain the bits.
Just want to make sure she's looking good. And I like to see it from another person's perspective, which is the mirror. And we might cut this out, but I also sometimes occasionally will like, I have Barry inspect the asshole too. Like I'll bend over and I'll just lay it all out for him. And I'm like, does it look okay? Do I need to do anything?
Right.
Or I have him help me shave back there. I'm not going to lie. That's why it's so good to have a trusting partner that you can do shit like that with, that they're basically your best friend and it's not that weird. And it's beneficial to both of you, possibly, if you play.
No, that is absolutely the number one difference in my head for like a potential swing experience versus like, we're going to go to our friend's house and have dinner tonight. Like,
oh yeah, I don't care.
The shaving, that's a big one.
Screw that. And from the men's side of thing, I asked Barry what he does to prepare. And it's kind of the same thing. You know, the manscaping a little bit. The face, the lower region, all of that. Like, just cleaning things up, making sure it's neat and tidy.
Yep.
And then Barry also said, just since we're talking about the male side of things, that he also likes to get to the gym if he can, just to get the blood pumping throughout the whole body so that things are well perfused if needed later in the day. And then I think for guys, it's mainly just worrying about the outfit at that point. They have it so much easier, I think.
Yeah, a little less complicated. Yeah, definitely.
So since we're talking about like the appearance and whatnot, something that I also actually consider is my nails. Because me and you, we like to have pretty looking nails, whether it's we quick glue on or stick on a pair before a party.
Yep.
Or we actually get them done or paint them ourselves. I don't know. That's important to us, that we look freshly manicured. And I do consider, or I do caution, when I put on fake nails, because I'm like, what if I'm fingering a female and I lose a nail inside of her or something?
Right, yeah.
I worry about
that
shit. Or they're too long, because we did hook up with this one single guy one time and I was giving him a handy, and he told me later after we played that my nails were kind of scratching him a little bit. And I was like, oh, fuck. Why didn't you tell me in the moment? That's so embarrassing.
But see, now I have had a single guy experience who really liked that. Like, he wanted to be like scratched a little bit.
Ooh,
so yeah, you never know. But yes, like, this is important information to communicate with your partner in the moment.
Yes, tell me if I'm hurting
whatever
you.
It is. Yeah, good or bad, definitely. I think probably you see a lot more of sort of like some version of like manicured nails maybe in the lifestyle than in the vanilla world. And again, I mean, you know, obviously it's not like any sort of like mandatory requirement
by any means.
I just think you see a lot more of it, that especially like some of like the social media stuff that I follow, women get like really creative with getting their nails done, like for vacation, for example.
Oh, absolutely.
Like going to Desire and like specific lifestyle resorts, like they've got like pineapples painted on their nails, and like it's so cute and fun and everything. But yeah, just another sort of difference that you would notice if you're looking for it.
Yeah. I love those little, what do they call them, like Easter eggs, like in shows. It's like Easter eggs of the lifestyle.
Can you find the
Easter eggs of the lifestyle?
So what else about prepping? So the whole kind of shaving thing, some nails. I happen to be a fan of some fake lashes for a good event.
Yes, yes.
I know you are as well, Madison.
I try.
I feel like I'm finally like sort of getting a handle on it, because they are a total pain in the ass. But I just feel like, I don't know, I feel like I look a little bit prettier or nicer or something. Like, it just like gives me that like a little boost, I guess.
Yeah, and you already have like the gorgeous big eyes. I don't mean that in a negative way. I'm like very positive. Like, gorgeous big eyes. Like, you're drawn to it at your face. But then as soon as you add lashes on top, like, it just makes your eyes pop even more. So yeah, it does that for regular people with regular eyes like me too. So
stop.
So I appreciate that. And just like from afar, I feel like it makes you stand out a little bit more, like your face a little more done up.
It's yeah,
just, it makes me feel better personally, so that's why I like to do it as well. So once I have, I'm clean shaven, I have the fake lashes, fake nails on. Oh my god, this sounds terrible. I always lather up my legs, like I lather from my legs up to my pussy with some really good smelling lotion.
I
pick like a scent for the night, and I like to lather up. I lather up the tits too, because I don't know who's going to touch them, smell them, suck them, anything. Like, I try to make sure anywhere someone might put their face or their nose on my body, I lather lotion on. And then I try to match it with a perfume, like, that goes along with it, or I'll bring a perfume with me. But I don't always do that. Sometimes I'm just like a Candyland. It smells different here. It smells good up here.
It's a mixed little adventure. Sniff your own adventure.
But that's important. Do you like, I spray perfume like between my legs
and
down my top all the time.
I am putting shit all everywhere.
Head to toe.
Yeah. Just, scent me up.
And not only that, I tend to possibly bring a perfume with me sometimes. Not always. But maybe we'll get into like a bag that we pack, because that's something that's important to me for lifestyle party. I like to pack a bag, and depending where we go, I'll bring a perfume, or if there's a chance of maybe staying over or sweating, we're dancing and sweating a lot. Like, me and you will share a perfume just because we want to refresh.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So I have like a little party bag that I try to bring to lifestyle events. So sometimes I'll bring a deodorant and a spray. But yep. then I bring these wipes to kind of clean up in between in case there's play sessions.
Yep.
I always pack a lube.
Mm-hmm.
Usually pack a change of clothes, like a lingerie or something. If I go in a dress, I want to put on lingerie.
Yeah.
Flip-flops, money, alcohol.
Yeah.
I think that's about it. Yeah. That's enough in a to-go bag for a
lifestyle
party. Condoms. Oh, my God. Yes, yes, yes. That too. But yeah. It's not like we're packing that going to our friend's house for the weekend. So, no. Well, right. No, usually not.
Again, like you want to feel like confident and sexy and secure with yourself before there's, you know, any potential play situations, I think. So that kind of stuff kind of helps.
You know what else I've been doing recently? I started doing it in the bedroom here at the house. I keep hair ties on the bed, the nightstand next to the bed, which doesn't sound too weird, but I purposely put them there for when I'm giving blowjobs. So now I'm trying to plan ahead. I either wear a hair tie like under my bracelet or I put it in my little purse or party bag. Because I usually try to go with my hair down. So, well, half of the time I have it up. But if I don't have my hair up and we go back to play, it just gets everywhere. It's in my mouth. It's sticking to someone's body. So I try to just tie it back. No. And having a hair tie, I don't know. It's something that's just worked for me. It's random, but I've learned through the years to be ready for those blowjobs. For going down on anybody, I mean.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
All right, our bodies are ready. We're prepared. Our bags packed. We can't just go naked. We could.
Well,
but
I mean, yeah, maybe. You should probably wear something to walk in, at least.
And we talked about putting a change of clothes in our to-go bag. But to prepare to go to a lifestyle party, I don't typically just shop at, like, Kohl's or Boscov's.
Love me some Kohl's, but not for this.
Love it, but it's not my go-to for party outfits, party attire. There's some places that I typically go to get sexy clothes.
Mm-hmm.
I look at Shein. It's super cheap. Yandy. They have tons of like party clothes, club clothes, rave
different,
clothes.
Different like theme shoes, stuff. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Shoes.
Costumes, all that shit. Mm-hmm. And casualtoys.com.
Yeah. They have all sorts of good stuff. Yeah.
Previously, we got matching bikinis there.
Yep. Yep. I have a fun bodysuit from there. Yes. Like different. Yeah, yeah. Good stuff there.
Love them. They have like lingerie, clothing, swimwear. I feel like a lot of these lifestyle websites, like Casual Toys, they have the jewelry, the toy. Like they think of everything that you could possibly need for a lifestyle party.
Yep. Shoes, outfits, accessories. Yep, yep. The whole thing.
Yeah. So I have a whole closet full of like sexy club dresses dedicated. It used to be to go into regular clubs, but now it's lifestyle clubs now that I've grown and matured. And that's really important. No matter the theme, I usually have a sexy like staple colors, red, black, blue dresses, ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
But we are fun people because we try to go with party themes whenever there's party themes.
Yeah.
So I have two drawers full of like costumes that could pretty much go with any theme. Do you have like your sexy drawers? Your sexy drawers.
Sexy
like,
drawers.
Drawers.
So I do not have literal drawers, but I do have a sexy closet. Anyway, we have like these two weirdo kind of small closets. Mm-hmm. Like you can't walk into them, but it's like enough to hold some shit.
Crawl space.
Yeah, it's more that situation. Mm-hmm. And that's where I have all my sexy shit is like stuffed into one of these like small kind of pseudo closets.
Ooh, yeah.
And for the listeners at home, like Madison already has instructions that God forbid anything happens to me.
Yes, yes.
She is to come clear out the sexy closet. And she has to like just fucking destroy our laptop that has all of our photos.
The one that
and
we're
like,
recording on right now.
Yes, the one that we're recording on right now. It's gotta go. Side note, not related to parties, but find like a swinger bestie who will come destroy the weird shit.
The evidence.
Yes. I don't know. That's really morbid, but I don't know. I'm a really just weird practical person. So I have a swinger closet, not drawers, but same idea. So if you're new to the lifestyle and to going and or to going to these events, I think some of the themes might be a little overwhelming. Some can be a little more involved than others. I think some might speak to you more than others. You might kind of like, yeah, I have a great idea for this. And then there might be some themes where you're like, oh my gosh, what the heck am I even supposed to do with that? So over time, I think you kind of amass a collection like Madison and I maybe have kind of, you know, mentioned here that we have these drawers and closets full of these things. So it comes with time.
Yeah, and that's a good point. Like, if you're new to a lifestyle party and you're not really comfortable with the theme, that's what we're saying. Pack something in a bag, show up in normal, sexy attire, feel it out for a little bit, mm-hmm. and go to the bathroom and change. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. We've done that still plenty of times.
Yeah.
Or maybe just wear slightly the theme and then bring other props that go along and put them on when you're comfortable. Like, yeah. if you're interested in participating in the theme, you don't have to walk in the joint full on in a costume. Like, you can bring stuff, and when you're comfortable, kind of morph into that character.
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like different clubs just have different vibes, period. But mm-hmm. especially as related to the theme of the night, I think that, like, so this, like, local place that we have mentioned before, mm-hmm. not a lot of people tend to participate in the theme.
Damn shame.
I know. But I feel as though when we go to PGC, mm-hmm. there's more participation in whatever Definitely. The theme is. Mm-hmm. So you'll have some variability with that, I think. So excellent advice, Madison.
Mm-hmm. And not only that, sometimes I feel like if you can talk to or chat with someone else that maybe you know or you don't know, but you're talking ahead of a party and you can agree on similar attire, you already know there's at least going to be one other person that'll be on your level there. Like, at least in some, whether you're going to dress the same, like, I don't really want to do the theme. Okay, I don't either. Let's just bring something in case we're mm-hmm. ready. Or like, hell yeah, I want to do this. I don't want to be the only one, though. Okay, I'll do it with you. Like, that can be a pro of maybe talking, connecting, communicating with other people mm-hmm. that are attending the same party as you ahead of time.
Definitely. And I think that's a whole nother segment we can move into, is connecting with people or not connecting with people ahead of the actual event. Yes. I think that can, in and of itself, be part of party prep.
Yeah. So we put out a poll on Twitter prior to recording this episode, and we said, when attending a lifestyle party, do you typically message or chat with other attendees ahead of time? And I gave three options. I said, yes, no, sometimes, / it depends. The most popular response, 53%, was sometimes / it depends.
Okay.
First runner up. What came in second was the answer of yes, we reach out ahead of time. That was mm-hmm. 35%. And then last was no, prefer to wait to connect with people, okay. which was 12%. And there were actually at least two really good comments. Oh, there's more now that I'm looking at it in real time. there were some good comments. Some people said it's really good to connect, or at least to review the attendee list ahead of time, sure. to see if they want to commit to going, and then maybe reach out to people and see if there's a connection. Like, they seem cool. Okay, maybe it's worth going to the party. These people seem okay.
Yeah.
Another person said the challenge they've had with connecting with people ahead of time is that they may or may not, like, they may have expectations ahead of time because you have connected. Mm-hmm. So, and that's not always realistic when you're in person and actually meet the people.
Sure.
And then someone else had a positive comment. They said they did that once with someone previously. They talked ahead of time, then they met, and then they ended up hanging out, having a great time, and they've been friends for years. Like,
you never know.
It depends. And I feel like for us, my answer would have been sometimes / it depends. Yeah. Like, we always scope out the party list ahead of time. Number one, to decide if it looks like people we're attracted to sure. that we want to go. Number yeah. two, are there enough people going to make it worth going that we're not the only ones there?
Yeah.
And then if there are people we're kind of attracted to, we at least want to put a feeler out and say, like, hey, we're going too. Would love to say hi. We usually leave it as that. We don't say, like, we want
to
talk for
a while. Can't wait to fuck you.
I want to fuck you. What are you wearing? No, we don't take it that far. But I feel like it can be helpful because some people are nervous going to new places, and they might be a wallflower just sitting on the side if they're mm-hmm. nervous. But if you make that effort ahead of time to say, hello, I'm going to be there too. I'd like to just say hello and have a drink with you. You have someone right off the bat that you've already kind of broken the ice with
sure.
that you can communicate with.
Yeah, absolutely.
What would you say that you guys do?
So Gary would probably have to answer, like, always. That's his thing. He's mm-hmm. our mm-hmm. like social coordinator. If I was answering for myself, I would say never. So to Gary's credit, he does a lot of legwork to reach out, but just in a casual way. just, hey, hope we bump into you tonight kind of thing. Aww. There's no expectation. Yeah, there's nothing, as far as I've ever seen, there's nothing terribly weird. Just a very casual, we're on the list, hope we, you know, hope we see you tonight.
And do you feel like that's typically successful, or is that helpful for you guys at events?
I don't know. If I was going to quantify it, maybe 25% of the time.
Wow.
It helps us actually identify the person, because sometimes it's hard, you know, on the different websites.
That's true.
We've talked about SLS. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, ourselves included, don't have face pics. Mm-hmm. So it can be difficult sometimes to identify.
Unless you say what you're wearing. Yeah.
Right. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's tricky. Some of the time it pans out. And sometimes you do identify who you said hello to online.
And you don't want to say
in
person. And
you quickly identify that maybe you're not the best match, mm-hmm. and you can move on with your night. And that's sure. okay, too.
That's helpful, too.
There, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. You're mm-hmm. not going to be best friends with everybody that you meet. It's no. okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't say you need to stress about connecting with people and messaging yeah. them ahead of every single party you go to. But if it crosses your mind to check the attendee list, you browse it, you may be interested in a few people. Yeah, try to reach out.
Say
Why
hi.
The heck not?
Yeah.
If they don't respond, who cares? They right. don't really know you anyway, so yeah. you can maybe bump into them at the party, and if you don't, whatever.
Right.
Still have a good time.
Yeah.
And another thing that's really important to keep in mind is communication with your partner when mm-hmm. going to these events and during these events. So talking ahead of time before you get to a party about maybe signals, cues, words
yeah,
to use,
some sort of.
Whether you're interested in moving forward with someone else, you're not comfortable doing that yet, kind of given like the green light, red light. We did that, all four of us, recently at a party. We said ahead of time, we're going to use the green light, yellow light, red light to kind of gauge each other, more so like when we're ready to leave or not. But that can be used for you and your partner. Like, I don't know, I'm kind of feeling this person, I'm not feeling this person, mm-hmm. or yes, I want to fucking do this. And the reason that all four of us developed the whole stoplight scenario is because when we attended a party at PGC prior to this, we weren't really all on the same page as far as when we were ready to go home.
Yeah.
I was overthinking it that night with a few drinks. I was like, oh my God, Gary wants to go. Like, I was hyper focused on Gary wanting to go home, and I wouldn't give it up in my mind. I was like, we got to go. And then when Barry turned to Gary, he's like, I'm good. I'm fine. And we were just all like confused. We weren't on the same page.
Yeah.
So we had thought that in future events, we'd say, how did we term it to each other?
I thought it was just the stoplight. So green
like
meant.
Like, what color are you at? Or
yeah, yeah.
I think we said to each other.
Basically,
so
yeah.
We're like, I'm a green light. Like, I'm good staying here. I want to keep partying. I'm yellow yep. light. Like, I'm okay with going, but I'm having a good time. Right? And then red light, I want to get the
like,
fuck out
I gotta
here.
Go.
Yeah. I'm ready to go.
But I, whatever it is, obviously it doesn't have to be that. I think for us, like as a foursome, it Ooh. Helps us to communicate with each other so yes. that we can adequately.
It's straightforward.
Yes.
It means one thing and no one has to question it. Like, right. oh, okay, that's what they mean.
That's where they're at.
Period.
Right. So whatever it is for you and your partner, mm-hmm. or if you are going to an event with people you know or friends or whatever, mm-hmm. it might not be a bad idea to have a system in place. Whatever it is that works for you, just some sort of way to quickly and easily communicate where you're at, mm-hmm. whether it's with another couple or whether it's the whole scene overall. I gotta get the hell out of here. Let's rage. Whatever it is. Have mm-hmm. some sort of way to easily, quickly communicate, I think, is important.
Heck yes. And one final note on party prep.
Yeah.
Guys, we talked about how the females, we have all these places to find our sexy little outfits, lingerie, we have our dresses, we bring different options. For guys in a couple, I would recommend maybe trying to coordinate with your partner for yeah. these events. Like, not wearing something that totally doesn't match or doesn't look presentable. I hate when I see a female walk in looking like a 10 and then the guy shows up in, looking like a 3 or something. Mm-hmm. Like, didn't try.
Yeah.
Didn't put an effort. Is wearing ripped things or jeans that are like ripped and holes in them. And I like flannel shirts, but like ones that don't look clean or t-shirts.
Like big baggy.
Yes.
Like, yeah, that's not quite as like, nice looking.
I like when a couple matches. So
yeah.
if it's a guy with a couple, Barry and I try to coordinate maybe at least a color Or if not, if we completely clash in color, at least he's wearing a nice long sleeve collared shirt and like nice dress shoes.
Making an effort.
Yes.
Goes a long way.
And if you're a single guy you have no one to match with, great. That's fine. You can still look fucking presentable. Like, show up like you care. Like, you're showing up for maybe a job interview or something. Like, just put it that way, because you're, people are judging you right off the bat with their first look at you.
They
it's
are.
Just how it is.
Yep.
And if you don't put in the effort and it doesn't seem like you care about yourself, I don't think people are going to care about you from their perspective.
Yeah, that's fair. Be well groomed. Be well hygiened. That's not really a thing, but like.
But that will go, can I just say, that's going to go along with a future story I'm going to share.
Oh,
that I respect the Manscaped more than ever now. Consider that.
So yeah, they're important things, and you don't have to love this advice. You don't have to agree with it, but I'm telling you from our perspective.
It's just our opinion.
It goes a long way, though. Yeah. And I dare say there's people that would agree with us. So,
and I just would like you to smell good. Like,
I mean, that's good. Yeah.
A cologne or perfume of some sort would be preferable.
Would be nice, yeah.
That is all.
Okay.
Ooh, that's a lot of party prep.
I don't know. I hope, I think maybe we like sort of beat that to death. We gave you a lot to think about, things to consider. So hopefully you can take away something helpful from that in whatever way you need.
I hope so. We are going to take a quick break, and we are coming back with Kenzie's Going Deep story. Yes, we are back for the Going Deep segment of this episode, and I'm super excited to hear Kenzie's sexy story. I know nothing, so spill the beans. I'm ready.
All right. So this is a nice fresh story from a visit of friends who came to see us. We originally met on vacay. You all have heard about them before if you've been listening for a little while. So this is a repeat of our friends Sasha and Antoine.
Ooh, okay.
So we originally met them at Temptation. I have told a story about them from that trip, and they are back for round two.
Or they didn't disappoint me.
More than two rounds, yes.
Shit.
So Sasha and Antoine came to visit. There's a little more to the story, but we sort of drug them out to this local swing club. This was the night we had referenced earlier this episode that a bunch of us all got together. So that was your chance to meet them, Madison. What do you think? Can you describe them for the listeners?
Yes. Oh, I'm so glad we got to meet them. I was picturing them. And you know when you picture somebody, like, it's never really what they are.
Sure.
And it's not in a bad way.
No,
but
no.
I had no idea. I just had this picture in my mind. When you initially shared the story, I was excited. I had no idea we'd ever meet them, but I was excited to meet them. And oh my gosh, she was like a smoke show. She walked, well, when we walked into the club, we met you guys sitting at a table, but she was this like super sexy, curvy in the perfect spots, blonde bombshell, super fun. And they were outgoing, like right off the bat. They jumped up, stood up, hugged us, introduced themselves. They were very, very friendly couple. She was hot from like head to toe, and he complimented her just as well. He was I just have to talk about his personality. Not that his looks are like nothing to compare to, but his personality was so sweet. Just like so fucking genuine and friendly. Like, and we never met them before, and like I felt comfortable with them within the first like 30 seconds of meeting them. They were both equally attractive, like from head to toe. He was very proportionate too. Like, I was not displeased with who you brought to the club that night.
We did good.
Okay, take it away.
Yeah. No, I think they did fit well with the group that we had there that night. Like, yeah, they're just easygoing and fun people. So I guess to sort of set this story up, they came to visit. They don't live exactly close to us. They traveled a bit to come see us, which is completely flattering and humbling that they were willing to do that, kind of go out on a limb and come stay with us. So where the sexy fun, there was a lot of sexy fun really involved in all of that, but where I'm going to focus on for this episode, for this story, it was a Sunday afternoon and the sun was shining. So we had been hanging out in the pool a little bit, just relaxing, you know, pretty chill.
Naked?
Yeah. I mean, where the story really starts, yes, we were naked at that point. You know, we're just trying to even out the tan lines. Just totally,
hell yes.
Totally innocent. So actually, mm-hmm. how we ended up naked was the infamous Connect Four pool game. So we introduced them to Gary's favorite. It's honestly the Connect Four that you buy at Target. We set it up on one side of the pool, and then we pair up. So I was with Antoine, Gary was with Sasha. The idea is you want to be the first team to get four in a row. But we make it this like competitive thing. There's usually drinking involved, whatever. Frankly, what ended up happening, at least for myself, and I think for Sasha, as I'm trying to sort of jog and swim to the Connect Four, mm-hmm. it's a relay race. Like, so you want, like, there's a sense of urgency.
Yeah, quick.
Mm-hmm. I believe my top was already off at this point anyway, but I can feel the drag of my bottoms.
Slows you
and
down.
So mm-hmm. by I got my turn done. I go back. I tag my partner. It's his turn to go to the Connect Four board. Mm-hmm. I'm whipping off my bottoms at that point. Like, this is not what's going to be what slows me down.
Hell no.
So there I am, naked, connecting four.
Staring at a Connect Four board.
Yes, like a champ. So that's kind of how the nakedness came about. Yeah, so shots, Connect Four, drinks, fun, sun, all as well. Mm-hmm. So what it comes down to is there was a little bit of swapping, just a little soft kind of making out. Gary's with Sasha. I am with Antoine. Kind of making out all within, we can all see each other. Like, we're all in the same vicinity, you know, of the pool. And Sasha comes over with Gary to Antoine and I. And she says that she wants to try something.
Ooh.
She has this vision and she wants to see it come to fruition.
Mm-hmm.
And we say, tell me more. So she lays out her plan for us and we all agree, yes, we can make this happen.
Oh my God, what is it?
We have named this the rocket ship. We get out. We're outside. This is an outdoor adventure for today, for this story. So we try to make a comfortable scene. We have mats and cushions and towels out, that kind of thing.
All poolside.
On the side of the pool, yes.
Nice, okay.
Stay with me, folks. I hope I can do this justice. So what ends up happening? Antoine lays on his back on a cushion. Sasha mounts Antoine, I guess cowgirl style. Like, she's facing him, penis in vagina. She was going to ride him.
Okay.
I lower my vagina to Antoine's face.
Oh, okay.
So I'm riding his face a little bit while facing Sasha. Then Gary enters the picture.
Mm-hmm.
He is standing so that his penis is accessible to both Sasha and I for the old double blowjob.
Okay. So it's supposed to look like a rocket ship taking off. Upward.
So that is.
Did he put his hands in the air?
There was some hands. Yeah. I mean, to my chagrin, yes. There was hands in the air. Like, he just don't
care.
Wow. So Antoine was essentially our launch pad, if you will.
He was having the time of his life.
I mean, I think he was doing okay. The two ladies, we were sort of like the fins of the rocket ship.
Okay. Yep.
And then Gary, when he like put his hands in the air, sort of completed the visual of being the fuselage of the rocket ship. I know, it's so sexy when I throw in these terms here.
I love space.
But I'm trying to give a good visual. So I don't know.
I'm picturing it, yes.
If anybody has an actual sexual term that this position really is, I'm happy to hear it.
How did she like think of this? Did she share that or no?
No.
How did she explain it to you?
It was out the damn blue. Like, I want to try this.
She just said, he's going to lay down. I'm going to sit on him. You're going to ride his face. And then Gary's going to stand there for us.
Basically,
to suck his
cock. Yeah. She like was the director of this scene. She's like, I have a vision. I think if we do this, this, and this, it's going
to
be great.
A lot to explain.
Yeah, I know. But she, like, it, we fucking made it happen.
So was it good?
It really was. Yeah. So it was really... It was really kind of intense, actually, because so speaking from my own perspective, since that's the one that I can best speak about, clearly I had a lot of stimulation on the vag and the lady bits and the clit. Antoine was all up in there. I'm riding his face. Mm-hmm. All kinds of goodness. Juices are flowing. Yes. Oof. Then, as I am looking ahead, I have Sasha in front of me. Mm-hmm. So I'm able to make out with her a little bit. Mm-hmm. I can touch her breasts. I can caress her body. And then Gary steps into the picture. And now we have this fantastic cock to entertain as well. Mm. So Sasha and I were able to do a little bit of double blowjob. She was up and down the shaft. I would focus on the balls. We would switch. We would both go up and down the shaft. Mm-hmm. A lot of that kind of stuff going on. So there, it was good. It was also a lot of stimulation.
Yeah.
But if that's your jam, I highly recommend this position because there's just shit happening everywhere.
Yeah.
The only thing I will say, I almost felt just a little bad for Antoine because being in the bottom position as the launch pad, he really had no visual experience. Okay. Like he had my taint in his face, you know?
So you didn't switch at all during this?
No. Well, I mean, ultimately, yes, but for like a chunk of time, that was the format.
Okay.
And to his credit, he had no complaints. He was not upset about this event.
Didn't care if he saw Gary standing there.
But just something to think about. I think there is some value perhaps in switching things around a little bit because Antoine didn't really have a visual reference of any of this. He was just sort of in the blind. So it was really fun in that way because there was, again, as a woman, I consider myself, I don't know, I guess the term is like heteroflexible. I like men. I like women in different situations. I don't necessarily need to be with a woman. Mm-hmm. Like calling myself bisexual feels a little strong to me. Like I don't need it, but it's a nice addition.
Okay. Yeah.
So it was nice to be able to kind of flow and have the sensations from Antoine's tongue on my pussy and to be able to kiss and caress Sasha and to have my steady Gary in front of me as well and share him with Sasha. So it was a really nice dynamic of just having all these different sensations.
Yeah.
And again, there's a few cocktails involved. The sun is shining. We're poolside. I mean, granted, you know, whatever. We're in Pennsylvania. Like, it's not Desire exactly, but like, it was a little close.
In that moment,
we could pretend a little bit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was a really nice, very like stimulating situation.
Yeah.
So we kind of test that out for a little bit. And I think I'm probably the one that kind of shifted. Because I got to a point that I was afraid I was sort of suffocating Antoine with my vagina. So I
Poor
think
guy.
I shifted a little bit and kind of suggested maybe that we mix it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. So from there, we actually just ended up going perhaps to a more traditional swap. I was with Antoine. Gary was with Sasha. But we were still side by side, poolside.
Nice.
In somewhat more traditional sexual positions. So I hopped right on top of Antoine and rode him like a cowgirl, as I am apt to do. And that was fantastic. I had my fill. I came all over his condomed cock. We switched around. I presented myself to him on all fours so that he could do doggy. Ooh. Because he had mentioned earlier in the day that was one of his favorite positions. Mm. So I wanted to accommodate that. As he and I finished, there was like, it was an exuberant finish and there was some cleanup that was needed.
Oh.
So he went to attend to that. And then I had the pleasure of watching Gary and Sasha finish, which I don't normally do, but I was intrigued. So Sasha took this fun position. She started in cowgirl, but then her right leg sort of came up like foot flat, sort of up next to Gary's hip, while the other knee, the left knee, remained on the ground.
Mm.
And I took note because I thought that that looked like something I could manage.
Hell yeah.
And I was interested. I was thinking about how that would feel and then how that would be different from sort of the traditional cowgirl position.
That's deep.
Yeah. Because, like, that's, like, my go-to. Like, okay, cowgirl, fine. Yes, it works. I love it. Yes. But this seemed like a nice twist for me to try at some point. I haven't yet, honestly. But I look forward to incorporating that and perhaps stealing that from her. Mm-hmm. And I don't think she knows any of this yet. So thank you, Sasha. But I wanted to try that because I thought that looked like a lot of fun. And yeah, like gives a little bit different angle, a little bit deeper into the vag. So I look forward to trying that out. But it was fun. Like, I don't know. I was just like in the moment. I was turned on. I had had lots of fun with Antoine. So watching them finish was just like super hot.
Are you just sitting there watching? Are you like touching yourself watching? Or you're just you're so in shock?
Awkwardly standing like behind them watching.
Okay. That's okay.
I'm a creeper. I don't know. Yeah. No, they were. Yeah. No, I was honestly kind of behind them. I was not in their like visual eyeline kind of thing. I was sort of behind that they, not that they didn't know I was there, but I wasn't like directly involved. Yeah. So.
Hot.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, kind of weird maybe, but yeah, that was like so hot to just kind of watch them finish as well after we had had this like really fun, enjoyable group experience.
Yeah.
And then to kind of like, we still partnered off, but still essentially next to each other. And then, yeah, just like kind of that final, like, you know, again, not everybody's going to finish at exactly the same moment, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. So just to kind of watch them sort of wrap up too in that different position was really hot and exciting.
Do you feel like it was even more sexy because you had already played together in this super sexy resort location, and now you already kind of knew each other? Mm-hmm. You knew how each other vibed and how you connected. Did it make it even more intense, you think?
I think so, because, yeah, I... Like, there's always that excitement of being with a new couple when you get to that point, and that's amazing and great in its own way. But then there are those, calling them follow-up experiences sounds cheap, those additional experiences when you get to play with another couple, you know, a second or third time. Mm-hmm. I think you still have, like, there's always a little bit of that still newness and kind of spiciness involved. There's also a little bit of comfort that comes with that. So even though it's still new, it's at least, it's not like shocking brand new. You kind of have some idea of what to expect that I think provides that comfort level that you're able to kind of try new things or experiment a little bit. Yeah. I think that's sort of my takeaway message from this experience. Obviously, it was hot and fun and good, and we are like on the rocket ship train. I highly recommend trying it if you have another couple that's up for something new. I think it was a good experience. Yeah. But my sort of takeaway message to all this is if there's something that you want to try, just ask. And I feel like that also connects back to our last episode with our DP story and how that just kind of came out of the blue. And I was like, let's try this. It can lead to some good things. And certainly just because you ask for something doesn't mean that everybody's going to be on the same page or willing. And that's okay. But you never, you don't know if you don't ask. So there's definitely, you can present it in just a nice, fun, respectful way. What do you guys think about this? What if we tried that? How about this? People might be into it. They might not. Maybe by the time you get to that point, you have kind of a sense of what their answer might be. But I think it speaks a little bit to the value of having friends with a twist that you can sort of develop this connection with, but also just being willing to sort of put it out there and ask for what you want.
What great advice. I so agree with that. And I'm sorry, I'm still focusing on the rocket ship image in my mind right now.
You need a launch pad, two fins, and a fuselage.
And especially now that I've met them, I can totally picture this. Holy fuck. Thank you for that. It is on my list. Thank you, Sasha. But great advice, Kenzie. Super sexy story. We're going to take a quick break and come back with our surprise question from Gary.
Oh, God.
And we're back for our surprise question. This episode, it comes from Gary, and he has strategically folded the surprise question into an origami of a cute little puppy. Aww. He did such a good job. We're definitely taking a photo of this and we're sharing it with you guys. God, yeah. Don't worry.
Yeah.
So, Kenzie, please do the honors of opening up the puppy origami and reading what Gary wrote.
I can't wait. Oh, God. Okay. Oh, it doesn't look like a whole chapter, so that's good. Okay. What party theme or costume do you think really looks good on men? Which one do you dislike the most on men? That's it. That's it.
I was about
it's
to
not
write it
overly
down.
Complicated. Okay. Yeah. Mm. So party theme or costume looks really good on men. And which one do you dislike the most on men? For our man friends out there. All our manly men. That's a good one. Different.
Very different.
Yeah.
All right. So right off the top of my head, some of the parties that we've been to where I actually see guys participate in the theme is when it's like a lingerie or pajama style night. Yeah, so the girls in sexy lingerie, but I see the guys in either silk like pajama shorts or a robe with no shirt on underneath and little tighty whities or something like that.
Well, I hope not tighty whities. I mean,
like something small.
All right. All right. That's fine.
Small undies and like a robe, but it's open so you can see their like touch their body underneath. That's just right off the bat. That's what comes to mind as far as things that I enjoy.
That's a good one.
That guys typically will participate in.
Yeah.
Can you think of something that you really enjoy seeing a guy participate in? Like, I'd love to say like a BDSM night, but a lot of the guys that I've seen or we've hung out with that go to parties typically don't really dress up for those types of nights. I like seeing a guy in like strappy top and leather short shorts and whatnot, but I don't usually get that all the time. So
that's right. You don't get that very much. No, I think that like the pajama lingerie, sort of like the male complement to that theme, I think is often pretty well executed. I think if nothing else, and maybe this is my own laziness, I'm a fan of just a good, straightforward red night, white night, just something easy that everybody can participate in without a lot of fuss and muss.
That's true.
So just a nice, you know, collar, button-down shirt, and some good pants to show off your assets. That'll work for me. I don't need a lot of fanciness. Yeah. I mean, agree. The other stuff is fun too, but even just something like that, where it's not a ton of effort, you don't have to go get a whole separate outfit. Like, you can use the red shirt in your closet that fits you nicely, that looks good on you. Like, those are good too. It doesn't always have to be like some crazy elaborate
strappy attire with leather bottoms.
I mean, those are good. I'm not arguing that point.
It's all good.
It can all be good. Yeah. But there's something to be said for just a nice, like, clean, simplistic. It fits you well. You look nice. You smell good, which is not exactly part of this question, but that's a huge piece of the puzzle. That's it. Like, I don't think I'm asking for the world.
No, I agree with you. And when a guy is comfortable, they just come across more comfortable and they're just more relaxed in the moment. And so I agree with that.
Yeah, yeah.
As far as what I dislike the most.
See, for me, to answer that question, I kind of piggyback off what you just said. If a guy feels like he has been forced into some sort of outfit or costume and is visibly uncomfortable, nobody wins. No, like, that's not doing anyone any good. So whatever it is that you're going to commit to for the night, make it comfortable for you.
Yeah.
Physically comfortable. I don't know. Emotionally comfortable, if that's a thing. Whatever, like,
mentally, spiritually comfortable.
Whatever it is. And frankly, this goes for women too. Again, I know that's not the question, but be comfortable and competent and just sort of own whatever it is that you're going to wear, because I think that's a huge piece of the puzzle.
To be honest, I cannot think of a theme that I dislike a man participating in, like showing up in. I think what I dislike the most is when a man doesn't try and their partner goes all out and they just don't really put any effort into the theme.
Yeah. No, I agree. That's a little uneven, a little disappointing.
It kind of just annoys me sometimes. I know sometimes Barry won't do a theme and I go full out just because it's easier for the female half.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Most of the time when I see a guy not really trying and the female is full to the nines in the theme, especially at like Halloween, it kind of pisses me off. Like, what the fuck? This is, you need to put in effort too.
I guess the one theme that you have heard me say this before, so I'm sorry to be repetitive. Gary and I are not into the whole schoolgirl theme. So that one doesn't really do it for us. But beyond that, I would agree. I can't necessarily think of anything that really just doesn't, that I've ever, I don't know. I guess I can't think of anything that I've ever seen that just
turned you off.
Yeah, completely like killed the mojo for the night. Like,
so see guys, it's not that hard. It doesn't take much to impress us. If you put it's in a little effort, we won't be disappointed. It's when you don't try that we're disappointed.
Just any little effort is we think that's will it. Recognize,
that's
I think.
That's it. Yeah. All right, Kenzie, that wraps up another wonderful episode. Please, guys, if you're listening, please feel free to follow us on Instagram and Twitter at FWAT_podcast. If you're not already, reach out to us at friendswithatwist@yahoo.com if you have questions or feedback, and follow us at friendswithatwist.com. And of course, if you like this episode and all of our other episodes, please leave us a review or subscribe to us on your podcast platform. And until next time, get out there and find your twist.
Oh, yeah.
We switched it up.